As I've been telling you all week long, we are going to celebrate a great cause this weekend and raise some money. The do-gooders at the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington are up to, well, good here in the fall. Operation Chili for Children has been replaced with the Super Supper Investing in Children. And here to tell us the brand new fun stuff and all the great partners and all of the great causes is my favorite do-gooder from the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington. It's Alan Pease. Alan, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
It's always great to get caught up with you. It's always great when we can get together and use our powers for good and raise some money for some great causes here locally. And we do this twice a year with our friends at the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, including yourself. And you guys have organized a super supper for this coming Saturday, October 14th from 6 to 8 p.m., tell me how we've evolved from chili to a big old dinner at Ivy Tech.
We wanted to sort of change the venue and the format, and we made it a much more fun evening for grown-ups. There'll be a Carson's Barbecue Buffet and a Domino's Specialty Pizza Buffet, not just a regular pizza buffet, and there'll be beverages. And then, if you want a dessert, we're going to have a dessert auction of gourmet cupcakes from Two Sticks Bakery. And we're also going to have the opportunity to win gift baskets, wine baskets, luxury baskets, a basket from Olive Leaf, and a basket from Bloomington Chocolate Company. We've got four Vera Bradley-themed baskets. Each basket has a different Vera Bradley product in it. And just a whole variety of baskets, and you'll have the chance to win one of those while you're there. And we're going to have live entertainment starring Master of Ceremonies Mike Glascott.
Well, you guys are desperate, aren't you?
Yeah. We're going to have Miss IU, Caitlin Ross, is going to recreate this skit that she used, thinking completely outside the box, when she competed for the Miss Indiana title. And then Miss Southern Indiana, Emma Griffiths, is going to be playing piano for us. And then we have Rex Hinkle will open the show with his traditional national anthem, and then he'll come back and do another song for us. And then we're going to have the Edgewood Jazz Combo perform under the direction of Aaron Wells, and this is three performers who are all alumni of Edgewood High School's jazz ensemble.
Well, very cool. We have a lot of entertainment. We have a lot of food. We have a lot of raffles and prizes to raise money and give away. Where does all this money, Alan, go to? We'll talk about the price down the road. I mean, people at this point, I mean, we've got you hooked. You're getting ready to go. And the money, though, all stays right here in our community. That's been the theme of Kiwanis for over 100 years. Tell us who will benefit from all this great song and dance, food. Well, and even me being on stage, I can't believe I've said yes to this, but for you, you know I'd run through a brick wall. You've taken advantage of my kindness, I can tell.
Yeah, all right. Well, every fall for the past 12 years, we have done the fall fundraiser, Operation Chili for Children, and divided the proceeds between three not-for-profits. And the one we do every year is Visually Impaired Preschool Services, which helps children born with blindness or a vision impairment through the age of 3 and a half. And this is the only agency that offers services to that age group of blind and vision impaired children. And then this year, the newly opened Southwest branch of the Monroe County Public Library is implementing a great deal of really interesting youth programs. So a third of the money will go to those youth programs, and then a third of the money goes to the youth programs that Kiwanis Club of Bloomington supports. And there's a variety of them. And we also have what we call Kiwanis leadership programs for youth. Like we have a K-Kids at an elementary school here in Bloomington. We have Builders Club for junior high, Jackson Creek Junior High. We have Key Club at Edgewood High School and the Bloomington Key Club, which takes students from both North and South or any other high school in Bloomington. And then we have Circle K at IU, and that's for, obviously, Indiana University students. And we help them with, we mentor them. We mentor these kids. And basically that's the motto of Kiwanis Club of Bloomington. We say we're an international group of volunteers dedicated to improving the world one child and one community at a time. And we mentor children from birth to college graduation.
And you've been doing so for how many years now? I've almost lost count.
104. We're just beginning our 105th.
Oh, you're just getting broken in. That's the good news. Alan Pease is my guest. The big Kiwanis Super Supper Investing in Children will be this Saturday, October 14th, Shreve Hall at Ivy Tech Community College from 6 to 8 p.m. Tickets are $25, and they're very easy to find. All you do is go to KiwanisBloomington.org, and when you hit the landing page, blammo, it's right there in the middle of it. Join us this Saturday. Click here to buy tickets. Your ticket, Alan, and you guys did a great job with this, and I want to commend you because there's a lot of other folks that can take some lessons here. $25 for each ticket includes admission, buffet, beverage, tax, and tip. The only thing you need to bring extra dinero for is if you'd like to bid on these wonderful desserts from Two Sticks Bakery or buy raffle tickets to be a part of the drawing to win one of these incredible gift baskets. So for $25, Carson's Barbecue and a Domino's Specialty Pizza Buffet, well, that's an outstanding dinner just to get started. Who are some of the other great partners, yeah, Alan, that you guys have leaned on this year to make this event possible?
Okay, well, I do want to plug in here that it also includes live entertainment.
Where that's right.
You're going to get all that for $25. Community sponsors this year, we couldn't do this without them, is Ivy Tech Community College, Indiana University's Atwater Eye Care Center, the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 18, Domino's Pizza, and Bloomington Northside Exchange Club.
All those people making it possible to, again, get these great prizes, get these great, all the great food that goes along with this fantastic entertainment, and all the money that is raised stays right here in our community. How many Miss right. Indianas do you have coming? You got two. You have one from Southern Indiana, Miss IU as well. Your friends at Pageantry and Circle K at IU also help out, don't they?
Yeah, we have student volunteers from Circle K at IU and Pageantry at IU. And Pageantry at IU is the student organization that puts on the Miss IU pageant every year. And it's the only one in the state where the students themselves implement, run, and produce the competition, the scholarship competition every year. As kind of a help, if you're coming, it's, Ivy Tech is 200 Daniels Way, and Shreve Hall is at entrance number 3. And that'll help you because that building is a really long building.
And I bet you'll have signs and helpers out there making sure everybody gets to the right spot.
Yeah, we're going to have a big sandwich board out there directing people.
Oh, good.
And also, to get your tickets, KiwanisBloomington.org, and then scroll down just a little tiny bit, and you'll see the link to buy the tickets, as well as information about the event.
Yeah, you can't miss it, which is great, and it shows you the beneficiaries of the event on Saturday, Visually Impaired Preschool Services, Monroe County Public Library Southwest Branch, and all the great community Kiwanis youth programs that we do here in the community as well. How are we going to get this all done in 2 hours? 6 to 8 p.m., so we're not even taking up the whole night.
That's why we hired you.
Oh, baby.
Well, we didn't. I want to tell people we didn't hire you. You ain't taking a dime for this.
No,
you're
sir.
Volunteering,
you're right,
your whole evening for it. And you're going to have your lovely wife there. and that'll be a plus. She'll keep you in rain. We designed it to be a lot of fun. We didn't want it to stretch out forever, and we thought we'd pack everything into 2 hours. That'll make it fun, and there'll be no time for boredom.
No, there will not be. We will keep the night moving along. We will let you enjoy your food while enjoying great music, great entertainment, and our great friends at Ivy Tech allowing Shreve Hall to be put on display there. I'll make sure I put in a good word with Chancellor Coyne on Thursday to make sure he's got everybody up and ready to go. So an exciting time. Super Supper, Investing in Children, the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington in their 104th year. Again, finding great ways to give back to our community, and you can be a part of it. Join us on Saturday night starting at 6 o'clock. Doors open, 5:30? We're going to be a little bit early there to get people in there?
No, the doors will open about 5:45.
Okay, 5:45. Well, I want to make sure everybody knows to do that. It's going to be a little cool on Saturday, but it'll be nice and warm inside Shreve Hall with Alan Pease and all the rest of the go-getters. Who on your board from Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, Alan, do we need to thank for putting their blood, sweat, and tears into this one?
Oh, the entire board of directors. There's 11 of them. And we had a committee of 9 members who are the Super Supper Committee. And a reminder, it's real easy to get tickets, KiwanisBloomington.org, and just scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the link directly to Eventbrite to buy your tickets.
You want me in Halloween costume? Want me to bring some pumpkins?
No, this is not a Halloween event at all.
Gotcha.
Bloomington
casual then on Saturday night, 6 o'clock, Shreve Hall?
Well, we're saying kind of business casual. No tank tops and flip-flops.
Too cold for that anyhow, buddy. So, we'll make sure everybody is conforming to the dress code. Come and join us this Saturday, 6 o'clock to 8 p.m., Shreve Hall. Our lovely friends at Ivy Tech Bloomington, and
they've
we will
been wonderful.
Be, that's not surprising at all. Kiwanis, the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, Super Supper, Investing in Children. Alan, I'll see you on Saturday night. I'll be there a little early. You'll give me the secret knock. You'll give me the secret knock on Saturday, so I know which door to sneak in. Got to get my hair cut. Got to get to the dry cleaner, and I probably need to lose 20 pounds before Friday. I'm not sure how that last one's going to work, but everything else I think will be okay.
That'd be wonderful. We can't thank WGCL and you enough for helping us with this, as you helped us with every cotton pick and Operation Chili for Children we ever did.
Anytime I can help, buddy, you know I will be there to do so. And then when springtime rolls around, we'll eat some pancakes and have some fun with that. And if folks need more information, simply go to KiwanisBloomington.org. The links are right there. It'll take you where you need to know and get you all this information. And if you just joined us a little bit late, that's fine. We will put this on WGCLradio.com, and you can see all the links and places and hear Alan's great voice of where to go. See you Saturday night, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
That's my buddy, Alan Pease, one of the do-gooders at the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington. Super Supper, Investing in Children, 6 o'clock, Shreve Hall, Ivy Tech Community College, this Saturday night. IU football's done. Got a quiet evening. It's going to be a little chilly. Come warm up with us, and you can do so by getting your tickets at KiwanisBloomington.org.